Listener Production.
Good morning, it's Tamara Clark with a local news update. Checking today's weather, showers across the region, tops of 15 in Mount Gambier, 13 in Penola and 14 in Narracourt. Now let's take a look at today's headlines. Well, it's just about the start of a new financial year, but before that, let's take a look at the balance sheet for local farmland over the past 12 months. A Weekly Times analysis shows our region had one of the biggest farm sales of the past year. Land values in some areas have more than doubled. Across the border of South Australia and Victoria, the most lucrative sale was Cornelia Group. Proterra Investment Partners snatched that one up for $370 million. The country's affordable housing shortage could have major financial impacts over the next three decades to the tune of $25 billion. That's according to new research from the Housing All Australians charity. Founder and director Rob Pradlin says it's in businesses' best interest to help address the issue as workers are being pushed further out by rising rental prices.
Over the last several decades, we've got to a position where we're one of the most expensive countries in the world to actually have our people. And that has implications because society is polarising itself between the haves and have-nots. And that is going to cause an economic and social problem in the future of Australia if we don't start to address it today.
The research suggests South Australia could save $4.3 billion in the same time frame if the shortage is filled. It's no secret Australians have been making a tree change in recent years, but Mount Gambier's come out as a top choice. It's according to the latest data from the Regional Australia Institute and Combank. The number of movers went up 85% in the 12 months up to March this year. Combank's Paul Fowler says we're the total package.
Mount Gambier, one of several regions that's really benefited from net migration within the country. It's a very diverse local economy.
And it's just about time Limestone Coast residents start lodging their tax returns, and NAB is warning taxpayers to beware of criminals impersonating the ATO. Laura Hartley from the bank is saying people should be extra cautious this time of year, especially around tax refund scams involving processing fees.
In 2021, the ATO received over 50,000 reports of scams, with $800,000 reported as loss. We know that people don't come forward to report scams for a number of reasons, so the real loss number might be much higher than that, unfortunately.
And if you're unsure about a scam call, the official number for the ATO can be found on their website. Taking a look at sport now and peering ahead to round 11 in the Western Border Football League. All eyes will be on the South Gambier and Millicent clash this time around. First and second are set to come head-to-head at McLaughlin Park. They're both sitting on 9 wins each as it stands. Elsewhere, East Gambier are getting desperate for the win against North Gambier, and West Gambier's clashing with Casterton Sanford at Malseed Park. That's all for this episode of Limestone Coast Local News. If there's a story you think we need to be covering, send us a message at salocalnews@sca.com.au. Catch you next time. Listener.